This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. President Donald Trump forced House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to cancel a planned trip to Afghanistan and Brussels Thursday, the latest maneuver in a bitter political battle over the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The president has not said whether he'll postpone the speech, but he is postponing Pelosi's trip to visit troops in Afghanistan and Brussels, denying her use of a military aircraft for a trip he calls a public relations event. The Pentagon says he does have the authority to do that. Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff says he shouldn't have used it.
All too often in the last 2 years, the president has acted like he's in the fifth grade.
GOP Trump ally Lindsey Graham calls the president's decision inappropriate, but top House Republican Kevin McCarthy says Pelosi gets the blame here.
Being Speaker of the House and leaving the country when it's shut down, I don't think that's appropriate.
The White House says it wants Pelosi in town to work on ending the nation's longest shutdown. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Trump also canceled his planned trip to Davos, Switzerland for the World Economic Forum. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will lead the U.S. delegation. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump unveiled the military's long-delayed missile defense review Thursday, the first overhaul of U.S. missile defense policy in 9 years. Speaking at the Pentagon, Trump said that his plan will allow the United States to detect and destroy missiles anywhere, anytime, and any place.
We have some very bad players out there, and we're a good player, but we can be far worse than anybody.
Officials say the doctrine, initially expected in 2017, has been frequently rewritten to keep up with changing missile threats from North Korea, China, Russia, and Iran. This is VOA News. China's economic czar, Vice Premier Liu He, will travel to the United States later this month for the second round of negotiations aimed at resolving the ongoing trade war between the global economic giants. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
An announcement by the Ministry of Commerce that top-level trade representatives will meet at the end of January is the first sign of a next step by the two sides following negotiations in Beijing earlier this month between lower-level officials. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer has invited China's economy czar, Vice Premier Liu He, for talks in which they are likely to take up more complex U.S. complaints about Chinese policy, on which lower-level officials couldn't give a clear response. The talks are aimed at carrying out the December 1st agreement by Presidents Donald Trump and Xi Jinping to suspend further tariff increases for 90 days while they negotiate. I'm Karen Chamas.
The U.N. Human Rights Chief expressed concern Thursday that Sudanese security forces have used excessive force and live ammunition against anti-government demonstrators. In a statement, High Commissioner for Human Rights Michelle Bachelet called on Khartoum to allow citizens to peacefully protest. Ravina Shamdasani is Bachelet's spokeswoman.
So we are calling on the government to ensure that any reports of excessive use of force, including live ammunition by the state security forces, are investigated and that they engage in a dialogue with the protesters instead of seeking to repress them.
The country has seen large-scale demonstrations since December 19th when the government raised bread prices. The government has confirmed 24 people died during the protests, but the UN says credible reports suggest the death toll might be nearly double that. A car bomb exploded at a police academy in Colombia's capital Bogota Thursday, killing at least 10 people and wounding more than 50 in an attack that prompted fears of a return to the country's violent past. Reuters' Gavino Garay reports.
The car slammed into the grounds of the training academy in the south of the capital, and the explosion ripped through the surrounding area, damaging apartment buildings. The defense ministry has not said if the casualties were police or civilians. President Iván Duque, who had been attending a security meeting in western Colombia, rushed back to the capital. He described the attack as a terrorist act on police. Colombia ratified a peace accord between the government and FARC rebels in late 2016, but the ELN remains active.
Gavino Guerre of Reuters. And a Canadian geologist kidnapped earlier this week in Burkina Faso has been found dead. Kirk Woodman was abducted by gunmen late Tuesday from a remote gold mine in the country's northeast region. His death raises concern about Islamist factions making forays into the country that so far has been spared the violence that plagued its neighbors. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.